Welcome back to another episode of the Trinaya podcast. Thank you for joining us today as we dive into one of the most talked about developments in the housing market, the sharp drop in U.S. single-family housing starts. If you're someone who follows real estate trends, is in the market to buy or sell a home, or simply wants to stay informed about where the economy is heading, this episode is going to be especially relevant. We're going to break down exactly what's behind the recent numbers, what this means for the broader housing market, and how it could affect everyday decisions like buying, selling, or investing in property. More importantly, we'll explore what smart moves you can make in response to this shift. Because while headlines can create confusion or even fear, the right perspective and the right guidance can turn uncertainty into opportunity. Let's start with what actually happened. In March 2025, the number of new single-family homes being built in the United States dropped by a significant 14.2%. That's not just a little dip, it's a substantial retreat, and it marks the lowest level of single-family housing starts since July of 2024. To put it in context, that means builders slowed down their activity to a pace we haven't seen in 8 months, despite what appeared to be favorable conditions in other parts of the market. These figures, released by the U.S. Census Bureau and the Department of Housing and Urban Development, show that the annualized rate of single-family starts fell to around 1.02 million units. That's down from 1.19 million the month before. And while housing starts often fluctuate due to seasonal or regional factors, this drop stands out because it happened during a time when mortgage rates were actually easing a bit. Historically, lower rates are a green light for builders, since cheaper financing tends to stimulate demand. But this time, the numbers are telling a different story. What's even more interesting is that this slowdown isn't just isolated to one region. While the South and Midwest saw particularly sharp declines, other parts of the country also reported reduced activity. It's a nationwide trend, and it's gaining the attention of analysts, builders, and policymakers alike. Now, why does this matter? Housing starts are a key economic indicator. They tell us not just about builder confidence, but also about expectations for future demand, employment in the construction sector, and the availability of homes in the market months down the line. When builders are breaking ground on fewer new homes, it signals that they're anticipating challenges ahead, whether those are related to cost, labor, or potential slowdowns in home buyer activity. Another layer to this is the existing inventory of homes. When fewer new homes are being built, it can lead to tighter supply, especially if demand holds steady or even increases. That means prices can stay high or climb even higher, despite the drop in new construction. So if you're wondering why housing still feels unaffordable in many areas, this trend is part of the reason. We're not just dealing with expensive borrowing costs or high listing prices. We're also seeing a constriction of new supply that's adding fuel to the fire. From the perspective of someone looking to buy a home, it's a frustrating mix. Mortgage rates may be inching downward, giving buyers a little more room to stretch their budgets, but if fewer homes are being built, choices become limited. And limited options often mean competition stays high, even if the market isn't quite as frantic as it was in previous years. Meanwhile, for home builders, this decline signals a shift in sentiment. It shows us that many are pressing pause, reconsidering upcoming projects, or choosing to delay breaking ground altogether. They're being cautious, something we'll explore in more depth in the next part of this episode. So what exactly is causing this hesitation among builders? If borrowing costs are softening and buyer interest remains relatively stable, why are fewer homes going up? The answer lies in the rising cost of doing business, particularly the costs associated with imported building materials. In the next section, we'll break down how recent import tariffs are changing the math for home builders, what it's adding to the cost of a typical home, and why this is leading to decisions that affect the entire housing landscape. One of the biggest drivers behind the slowdown in single-family housing starts right now is something that isn't always visible to the average home buyer, but plays a massive role behind the scenes. Costs. Specifically, the cost of building materials, which has surged due to a new wave of import tariffs. Let's unpack that. Tariffs are essentially taxes placed on goods that come into the country from abroad. In theory, they're meant to protect domestic industries by making imported products more expensive, giving local producers a competitive edge. But in practice, they often result in higher prices for everyone, especially in industries that rely heavily on imported supplies, like home building. Since the beginning of 2025, builders have been grappling with new import tariffs that affect key construction materials such as lumber, steel, aluminum, and various manufactured components. Many of these are either sourced internationally or contain parts that are. These new tariffs are part of broader trade policy changes aimed at reshaping economic relationships with major exporting nations. But they've had a swift and tangible impact on the cost of building a home. Estimates show that these tariffs have added nearly $11,000 to the average cost of constructing a new single-family home. That's not a small bump. In a business where margins are already tight and timelines are sensitive, an extra $10,000 or $11,000 per unit can make or break a project's financial viability. For large developers building hundreds of homes at a time, this adds up to millions in unexpected costs, costs that can't always be passed on to buyers, especially in markets where affordability is already stretched. So, what are builders doing in response? In many cases, they're simply deciding not to build. They're canceling projects, delaying start dates, or scaling back on the number of homes they had originally planned. Some are reworking their designs to use fewer or less expensive materials, but even those adjustments have limits. The end result is a clear slowdown in activity, which is exactly what we're seeing reflected in the latest housing start numbers. The ripple effects don't stop there. These cost pressures are also affecting the kinds of homes that builders are willing to construct. Rather than focusing on entry-level or mid-range homes, where margins are thinner and buyers are more price-sensitive, many developers are shifting their attention to higher-end properties. These homes come with larger price tags, which make it easier to absorb higher material costs. But of course, that shift only worsens the lack of affordable housing across the country. It's a cycle that feeds into the growing imbalance between what buyers need and what the market is offering. It's also worth noting that these tariffs aren't happening in a vacuum. Builders were already dealing with elevated construction costs coming out of the pandemic years. Supply chain disruptions, labor shortages, and inflationary pressures have all played a part in pushing up prices. The new tariffs have compounded these existing issues, taking what was already a challenging environment and making it even more complex to navigate. All of this is creating a situation where home builders, even those with a strong track record and solid demand in their markets, are thinking twice before moving forward. The confidence that once drove a steady pipeline of new housing projects has been replaced by a more cautious wait-and-see approach. It's not about demand falling off a cliff. It's about uncertainty rising high enough to stall decision-making. This retreat in builder activity has implications for everyone. Whether you're a buyer hoping for more options, a seller watching for changes in pricing, or someone working in a field tied to housing, from real estate to lending to construction, the slowdown sends a message. The road ahead may be bumpier than expected. So, what does this mean for the bigger picture of the housing market? If fewer homes are being built, how will that shape the experience for those looking to buy or sell in the coming months? And could this lead to the kind of inventory crunch we saw during past housing slowdowns? As new construction slows, the effects are beginning to show across multiple layers of the housing market. One of the first and most visible impacts is the tightening of available inventory, meaning there are simply fewer homes on the market, especially in growing communities where new builds typically help meet rising demand. When builders scale back, that natural flow of housing supply gets disrupted, creating pressure that can be felt throughout the entire ecosystem. To understand the impact, it helps to look at how much we depend on new home construction to maintain balance in the market. In many areas, especially suburban and exurban communities, new builds represent a significant portion of available housing stock. These homes are often purchased by first-time buyers, growing families, or individuals relocating for work. When those homes aren't being built at a healthy pace, it creates a bottleneck. Fewer move-ins mean fewer move-ups. Those transitional buyers who might sell a starter home and purchase something larger or more modern. That slows down movement at every price point. Another layer of complexity comes from demographic shifts. The U.S. population isn't shrinking. It's growing and aging. As younger generations enter peak home buying years and older generations look to downsize, demand is diversifying in a way that makes supply even more crucial. Without consistent new construction, markets are forced to rely more heavily on the existing home inventory. But if those homeowners are also hesitant to sell, either because they're locked into lower mortgage rates or unsure about finding a replacement home, the squeeze intensifies. This all points to a looming imbalance, demand that's either holding steady or increasing, and supply that's shrinking or stagnating. The result? Prices may not come down the way some buyers are hoping. In fact, limited inventory often leads to increased competition for available homes, which can drive prices up even in the face of other economic headwinds. Historically, we've seen this kind of pattern before. One of the clearest examples was in the years leading up to the 2008 housing crisis. In late 2007, housing inventory began to fall sharply while affordability weakened and lending tightened. While today's situation is not a mirror image, lending standards are stronger and buyers are generally more qualified, the common thread is the strain caused by insufficient housing supply. When there aren't enough homes to go around, every part of the market feels the impact. The construction industry itself is also feeling the ripple effects. As new projects are delayed or canceled, the need for materials, equipment, and labor slows alongside it. That means subcontractors, suppliers, and even local municipalities that rely on building fees and inspections may see a dip in business activity. Over time, this can affect employment in construction-heavy regions and put pressure on related sectors like design, architecture, and real estate services. For potential home buyers, this environment can be confusing. On one hand, mortgage rates may look more favorable compared to last year. On the other hand, there are fewer homes to choose from, and prices aren't falling in the way some might expect. This disconnect between the cost of financing and the cost of purchasing creates a kind of tension in the market. Buyers want to act. But many are finding that inventory constraints leave them with limited or less than ideal options. For sellers, the picture can be quite different. With fewer new homes being introduced to the market, existing homes may command more attention, especially if they're priced well and in good condition. In some regions, sellers are seeing multiple offers again, not because demand is surging, but because supply is so tight that buyers feel they can't afford to wait. At the same time, investors and developers are reevaluating their strategies. The slowdown in new builds could open the door for renovation-focused investments or redevelopment of existing properties, especially in areas where land is limited and construction costs remain high. We'll explore some of those strategic shifts a little later in the episode, but for now, it's important to recognize how deeply the current slowdown is affecting the market as a whole. And all of this comes at a time when economic uncertainty is already high. Inflation, shifting interest rates, and global trade policies are making both consumers and professionals think twice before making major financial decisions. When home builders pull back, it sends a signal, not just to buyers, but to the broader economy, that confidence is wavering. So how should you respond to all this if you're planning to buy, sell, or invest in the near future? In the next section, we'll walk through what this slowdown means for you in practical terms, depending on which side of the transaction you're on. We'll also talk about how to navigate an uncertain environment and why planning ahead with the right support is more important now than ever. In a market shaped by tightening supply, rising costs, and builder hesitation, it's only natural to ask, what does this all mean on a personal level? Whether you're thinking about buying your first home, selling a property you've held for years, or exploring real estate as an investment, the current climate presents unique challenges and unique opportunities. But the right path forward depends on your goals, your timing, and your understanding of how these shifts affect the broader landscape. Let's begin with prospective buyers. If you've been watching the headlines, you may have seen some encouraging signs. Mortgage rates have started to trend downward in recent months, and for many people, that makes the idea of purchasing more attractive. After all, a lower interest rate can translate to a more manageable monthly payment, even if the price tag on the home remains high. But the catch in this environment is availability. With fewer new homes coming online, the selection is limited, particularly in growing areas where demand is strong. That means buyers have to be more strategic than ever. It's not just about getting pre-approved or having a clear budget, though both are essential. It's also about understanding the pace of your local market, knowing when to move quickly, and being prepared to make strong, informed offers when the right property comes along. In many cases, that means working with professionals who have deep local knowledge and can help you identify hidden opportunities, homes that may not be listed long or that offer strong value even in a competitive field. And while it might be tempting to wait for prices to drop, that strategy could backfire. With inventory so tight, any drop in pricing is likely to be modest at best and may be offset by renewed buyer activity the moment mortgage rates dip further. In other words, if you're waiting for a perfect storm of low rates and low prices, you may be waiting for a long time. In this kind of market, clarity and decisiveness often win over hesitation. Now, let's shift to sellers. If you own a home and you've been considering putting it on the market, this environment could actually work in your favor. Fewer new builds mean less competition from brand new homes, which can be a major advantage, especially if your home is in good condition or located in a desirable neighborhood. Buyers who might have gravitated toward new construction may now be looking more seriously at resale homes, simply because options are limited. That said, pricing still matters. Even though inventory is tight, today's buyers are well-informed and often working within narrow financial margins. Overpricing a property can cause it to sit on the market longer than expected, leading to reduced leverage in negotiations. The sweet spot lies in accurate pricing that reflects both the home's value and current market dynamics. Sellers who approach the market realistically and who invest in smart preparation, like staging or minor updates, are likely to see strong interest. There's also an emotional component for many sellers. Some are reluctant to let go of a low mortgage rate they locked in years ago, especially if today's rates still feel comparatively high. But it's worth remembering that selling isn't just a financial decision. It's often a lifestyle one. If a move allows you to be closer to family, take advantage of a job opportunity, or downsize into a home that better fits your current needs, those personal benefits may outweigh the rate differential. And again, tight inventory can work to your advantage, especially if you're offering something that's in short supply. For those considering real estate from an investment or development standpoint, the signals are more nuanced. On one hand, the slowdown in new construction suggests caution. Rising costs and regulatory pressures can eat into margins and delay returns. On the other hand, there's opportunity in markets where demand continues to outpace supply. Investors who understand local needs, whether that's affordable housing, rental properties, or niche segments like senior living, can find value by focusing on existing inventory, adaptive reuse, or strategic renovations. Timing is especially important here. Entering a project at the right moment with realistic projections and a well-managed budget can make the difference between success and frustration. In uncertain times, the key is agility. The most successful investors tend to be those who monitor conditions closely and adjust plans quickly rather than sticking rigidly to outdated models. No matter where you fall on the real estate spectrum, buyer, seller, investor, or just curious observer, this is a moment that calls for informed action. Not panic, not passivity, but thoughtful decisions rooted in the facts on the ground. That's something we take seriously, because helping people navigate real estate decisions with clarity and confidence is what we're here to do. If you've been thinking about making a move, or even if you're just trying to understand how these changes could affect your long-term goals, we invite you to connect with our office. Give us a call at 203-200-0933. We'd be happy to help you evaluate your options, interpret the latest trends, and put a plan in place that aligns with your needs. Up next, we'll share some of the specific recommendations and services we offer to support clients through uncertain markets, along with a few key insights you won't want to miss. In a time when the housing market is sending mixed signals, the value of having a clear, personalized strategy cannot be overstated. While national headlines provide a broad picture, what ultimately matters most is how these trends intersect with your specific situation, your timeline, your financial position, and your goals. That's why guidance isn't just helpful right now, it's essential. When we talk about making informed decisions in real estate, we're not just referring to knowing the current mortgage rate or average listing price. We're talking about understanding the full context. What's driving changes in your local market? Which neighborhoods are gaining momentum? What buyer behavior is shifting? And how policy developments might affect your timing? These are the kinds of insights that don't always show up in a quick online search or generic market report. This is where our role becomes especially important. We don't just track market activity. We interpret it, filter it, and apply it to your real-world circumstances. That means looking beyond the numbers to ask the right questions. Are you planning to buy in an area with strong long-term growth potential? Are you considering selling at a time when your home's value may be at its peak, even if broader conditions seem uncertain? Is now the right moment to refinance or leverage equity toward a new investment? These are complex decisions, and they require more than surface-level information. Our team is constantly reviewing economic indicators, regional housing data, policy changes, and builder sentiment to ensure we have a comprehensive view of where things stand. But even more importantly, we take the time to understand the personal side of your situation, because behind every property, there's a family, a plan, or a dream that deserves careful attention. Whether it's advising a first-time buyer who's unsure how to compete in a low-inventory market, or supporting a long-time homeowner ready to downsize, we tailor our guidance to fit the journey, not just the transaction. We also recognize that uncertainty often leads to hesitation, and understandably so. When conditions are changing rapidly, the impulse is to wait things out. But in many cases, waiting without a plan leads to missed opportunities. The best time to prepare is before you need to act. That way, when the right moment arrives, whether it's a listing that matches your criteria or a window of strong demand for your current property, you're ready to move with confidence. That's one reason we encourage proactive consultations. Even if you're 6 months or a year away from making a decision, starting the conversation now puts you in a much stronger position later. We can help you map out potential scenarios, understand your options, and reduce the stress that often comes with major housing decisions. It's not just about reacting to market trends. It's about anticipating them and aligning your choices with your long-term interests. Another area where we provide value is in strategic positioning. For sellers, this might mean identifying simple improvements that can significantly increase appeal or understanding when and how to list to maximize exposure. For buyers, it might involve developing a strategy for competing in a tight market without overextending your budget. For investors, it could be analyzing market gaps where returns are still strong despite rising costs. These insights come from experience, not just analysis. And in a market like this, experience makes a difference. We also remain committed to staying accessible. Whether you prefer in-person meetings, virtual consultations, or a quick phone call to run through questions, we're here to provide clarity, not pressure. We know that real estate decisions carry weight, and we approach each conversation with the care and respect it deserves. So if you're facing a decision, or even if you're just feeling uncertain about what all these headlines mean for your personal situation, now is the time to reach out. call our office at 203-200-0933. Let's talk about where you are, where you'd like to be, and how we can help you get there, even in a market that feels anything but predictable. And if you've found value in today's episode, we'd love for you to subscribe to the Trinaya podcast and leave us a 5-star review. Your support helps us continue bringing thoughtful, practical insights to listeners like you. In just a moment, we'll wrap up this episode with a quick recap of key takeaways and a few final thoughts on what to watch for in the coming months. The sharp drop in single-family housing starts isn't just a statistic. It's a signal. A signal that builders are facing serious challenges, that supply chains and material costs continue to disrupt normal operations, and that confidence in the near-term housing outlook is being tested. It's also a reminder that the market, while always evolving, remains deeply connected to broader economic forces like trade policy, interest rates, and consumer sentiment. For buyers, the current environment calls for readiness and adaptability. With fewer homes being built and inventory tightening, those who are prepared, with financing in place, realistic expectations, and expert support, will be in the best position to act when the right opportunity comes along. For sellers, the story is one of strategic timing. Limited supply can work in your favor, but only if your home is priced correctly and presented well. In many cases, the absence of new construction competition can elevate interest in existing properties. But success still depends on positioning, preparation, and timing. And for investors or those considering entering the market more strategically, the climate favors thoughtful, data-informed decisions. Short-term uncertainty shouldn't deter long-term planning. In fact, it's often in uncertain times that the strongest opportunities emerge, if you know where to look and how to move with purpose. What matters now isn't just what the market is doing. It's what you do with the information you have. Having a trusted team on your side to help interpret those signals and turn them into action makes all the difference. We're here to be that team for you. If today's episode raised questions or confirmed things you've been wondering about, let's talk. Call our office at 203-200-0933. Whether you're buying, selling, or just exploring your options, we're ready to help you move forward with clarity and confidence. And if you found today's discussion helpful, don't forget to subscribe to the Trinaya podcast and leave us a 5-star review. Your feedback helps us continue to deliver content that informs, empowers, and supports the decisions that matter most to you. Thank you for your time, and make it a great day.